Saturday, 28-week ordinary time 2. First reading from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. Therefore, I too, hearing of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and of your love for all the holy ones, do not cease giving thanks for you. Remember you in my prayers, that the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your heart be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. Second, the gospel. I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before Arthur, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angel of the Lord. But whoever denies me before Arthur will be denied before the angel of God. Everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they take you before synagogues and before ruler and authority, do not worry about how or what your defense will be or about what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. Sharing of the reading. The theme, Holy Spirit role in recent life. Many people use what happened for them to apply to God. For example, they love people who did good for them, so they think God loves only people who keep God's law, go to church and preach the good news. The truth is God loves people when they are still sinners, weak and full of shortcomings. People have no merit of God's love and grace. The only thing they can do is to believe in God's love and power. If they do that, they will be justified and inherited all of God's grace. Today's readings want to make clear the truth. In the gospel, Jesus wanted his disciples to completely believe in him and in his spirit, especially when they must confront the wrong and witness for the truth. Second, analysis. First reading. The Father may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of Him. Third point, the Holy Spirit role in recent life. He helped the recent to believe in Christ and His teaching. Today's passage is difficult to translate from the original Greek due to the following reason. First, the ideas conflict with each other. Secondly, the confusion of the subjects and the objects between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lastly, the author used many possessive cases. To understand his meaning, we must pay attention to his structural sentence, the possessive cases, the direct and indirect objects. Sometimes we must sacrifice the literary translation to guarantee his meaning. After St. Paul gives thanks to God for his faithful, he asked God, Jesus, Father, our God, the glorious Father, to give the faithful two following things. First, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of Him. What translation we should render for spirit, pneuma here? Spirit or the Holy Spirit? We can translate as the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit continue Christ's mission on earth. He enlightened the faithful so that they can understand Christ's teaching and revelation. Once they understand, they shall love Christ more. The possessive Him at the end refers to Christ. Second, may the eyes of your heart be enlightened that you may know three important things. What is the hope that belongs to His call? The most valuable hope that we mentioned in yesterday's passage is to become God's children. The possessive heat is used for God. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the Holy One? Also from yesterday's passage, when people became God's children, they have a right to inherit their Father's inheritance. Two most important ones are grace and the eternal life. What is the surpassing greatness of His power for us who believe in accord with the exercise of His great might, which He worked in Christ, raising Him from the dead and seating Him at His right hand in the heaven? God's most powerful act is to raise Christ from death. Through this powerful event, death is destroyed, human sins are forgiven, and salvation is given to human beings. For the faithful to recognize these things, they need the Holy Spirit to enlighten their mind. The right to give the Holy Spirit belongs to the Father, but the one who helps the faithful is the Holy Spirit. People would not understand right teaching and revelation if the Father does not give the Holy Spirit, and if the Holy Spirit does not enlighten their mind. Second point, the relationship between Christ and the Church. Jesus' victory guarantee for the people to enjoy all the privileges, for those privileges are extended to all. Christ needs the church cooperation. The letter to the Ephesians has special teaching about the church. In the two last verses of today's passage, the author let us see the church's role in God's plan of salvation. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who filled all things in every way. The ideals are mentioned in detail in the first letter to the Corinthians. Christ is the head of the church. His body is the church. All the faithful are members of Christ's body. The church extends God's plan of salvation to all people by continuing to preach the gospel and to cooperate with the Holy Spirit to understand all the important points above, so that people may also believe in Christ and receive their salvation. Second, the gospel. Everyone who acknowledged me before Arthur, the Son of Man will acknowledged before the angel of God. The third point, the witness is necessary to arouse faith in people. Two things that help people to believe in Christ are the preaching and the preacher witness. The latter sometimes attracts people more than the earlier, because words call people's attention, but these stimulate people to believe. Gandhi, the leader of the Indian nonviolent movement, said, "If all Christians live what Jesus taught, the whole world might already believe in Christ." To live what Christ taught, Christians need to learn the gospel, where the evangelist recorded all Christ's teaching. If one does not want to learn, how can he know what to do? Our purpose of life is to be a witness for God by preaching and good deeds. The purpose of the church existence is also to bring the good news to all people. If we do not fulfill this duty, how can we reach the eternal life which Christ has prepared for us? In today's gospel, Christ declared the result for those who did and did not fulfill their duty. He said, "I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me between others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before Arthur will be denied before the angels of God." Second, what is the sin against the Holy Spirit? Generally, it is the sin of those who do not believe in Christ and his teachings. The mission of the Holy Spirit is to help us to know the truth. The sin against him is to refuse to follow his guidance. In the Gospel of Matthew and Mark, both mention the sin against the Holy Spirit when some Jews said to Jesus, "Is it only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons?" See Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 and 32, Mark chapter 3, verses 28 and 29. Why can it not be forgiven? When one lost his sensitivity of the truth to the point that one believes the falsity is the truth or revert, or like the Jews who believe Jesus is a member of Beelzebub, how can they believe in Christ to have salvation? Similarly, when one lost his sensitivity of sin to the point that nothing is sinful to them, he will not need forgiveness. Therefore, when one denies following the Holy Spirit instruction to know the truth, he had no hope to inherit the salvation. Third point, the Holy Spirit role in time of witness. Jesus declared the Holy Spirit role to his disciples when they take you before synagogues and before rulers and authorities. Do not worry about how or what your defense will be, or about what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment what you should say. The Holy Spirit will call the advocate in the four Gospels, and the duty of the advocate is to speak on behalf of the accused. It is the Holy Spirit wisdom and power which make many prayers and simple people to become courageous martyrs and gave us many of their wise saying. Application in life. The Holy Spirit role in God's plan of salvation is to enlighten us so that we can understand right teaching and revelation. Therefore, we need to pray to the Holy Spirit every time we learn Scripture, so that He shall enlighten us. We need to follow the Holy Spirit's guidance so that we are always sensitive to the truth. When we despise and lose our sensitive to the truth, we have no hope to be saved. Amen.